New machine. We are your pioneers of poor decisions. I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
And I'm special guest Eric.
And we are doing a special bonus episode today. We
on
don't
boat.
Have the internet, and we missed last night's Wolf Team, so we are playing a new card game called
I'm sorry, Infinity. Wolf Party.
Wolf Party will be
this missed. Is going up before the Wolf Party episode, so I was kind of trying to keep things
spoiler.
That's okay.
Spoilers.
It's spoilers. We're freaking stupid. That's not a spoiler for any of our listeners.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Since I'm not here, so we have to make sure.
Oh!
we are playing a new card game by Level 99 Games called Infinity Dungeon. It's going to be sweet. If you couldn't tell by the audio, this is a live episode. And we have decided that the rules are, if any of us are to die, we are replaced by an audience member. So Eric and I will probably be out of this pretty quick.
So everybody for those needs of to you be listening at home, you have a very high chance that you won't have to hear Bill for very much longer.
Oh, I'm going
to
be giggling in the background.
Damn
I project.
So
everybody be dicked at the highest order.
So, quick explanation for how this game is played. We have all been dealt two character cards.
Wait, does this game have a game overview we can read?
No.
God, that's going to take so long.
Oh.
It's too long.
Just oh, wait, there is the back of a box. I forgot about the game overview.
Yeah, there you go. Not the rules.
All right, this is Infinity Dungeon. Absurd adventure awaits within the deadly halls of Infinity Dungeon, the most insane, inane, and anachronistic dungeon ever fathomed by man. Take on the roles of heroes like the Postman, Space Marine, or Popstar, while you struggle to survive against 40 new and deadly dungeon rooms, each with traps and puzzles more dastardly than the last, to strike fear into the hearts of the fearless.
That's actually pretty good.
It bothers me how accurate that is.
Yeah, that's well written.
That is probably the most accurate game overview we've had on PNM.
Yeah.
So, congrats, Infinity Dungeon.
If any of you guys got the card, you and you didn't take it, you are a terrible person.
Don't judge them. You don't know what that second card was.
So what we all do is we are all dealt two character cards, and of those we get to choose which one we are, and that is who we are in the dungeon. Each character has his own restrictions, and inventory. Once we decide, then we will be faced with a challenge room, and we have to get out of it through voting.
So, it seems like everyone's picked their character, so we'll go. Bill, do you like to start?
I'm Bill. I'm the postman. An express package needs to be delivered to the depths of Infinity Dungeon today, and you alone are the legendary postman with the postmanly power to do it. You are able to reach any post box, no matter how far away it is or how strangely placed. You must deliver one piece of mail to any room you make a plan in, if that room has any inhabitants. My inventory is a mail truck, a mail bomb, a fancy hat, a bag of mail, and endless junk mail.
Do all mailmen have mail bombs?
Apparently.
Okay.
Who knew?
In Infinity Dungeon, they do.
Apparently the most postmanliest postman.
I guess that's true.
All right, postmanly, Brian. I'm after manly.
Well, I am the railroad conductor.
Yes!
Nice!
My train was going through a tunnel when it derailed and crashed into this strange dungeon. Thankfully, it seems my locomotive and coal car are still fully operational. My locomotive is indestructible and never runs out of fuel. I must bring my locomotive with me through any room I make a plan.
Man, don't you wish you were...
I am so sad that somebody tells
us. We'll see who I will be.
All right, I'll go next. So I'm Eric, and I am a celebrity.
I'm just wondering why it's set up like... teacher and chairs.
Because we're doing a game, and we also have an audience. Once one of us dies, you may be the person that replaces us.
I'm so hoping this doesn't get cut out.
Yes.
We may edit this in post, but probably not.
Probably not, because I will be the one editing.
So,
essentially, you're following me, Jonathan
Colby, and I'll be doing this a lot.
I can pick... So, I am a celebrity asterisk.
I'm going to fight you. Because we have super trained.
Okay. Select a celebrity of your choice, or ask the table to select for you. You will play as that person for this adventure. You have all the abilities, gear, powers, and drawbacks that person has, or maybe imagine to have in real life.
Oh,
so I am going to pick John Roderick, captain of the SS Supertrain, So, what do I have in my possession? I have a guitar that is constantly out of tune, and a massive, massive ego. And people associated are the rest of the entertainers of the screws.
You also have a lot of globes.
A lot of globes.
Yeah,
a
collection of globes.
A lot of globes.
And a pilot's license.
And so a Santa sex. A pilot student's license. And a
hey, let's all keep making air quotes on this audio podcast. Okay,
so we're out of hosts. Introduce yourself, stranger.
I am special guest John, and I'll be playing as the tycoon.
Ooh.
You've come to scout this dungeon as a potential acquisition by your company. If you have your way, Infinity Dungeon will be demolished and a mini-mall will be built on top of it. You can call for additional supplies to be airdropped to you while you are in the dungeon. You can't destroy or deface the dungeon in any way via your plans, as that might leave you open to a lawsuit. My equipment is sunglasses, a briefcase of money, a satellite phone, a bodyguard, and a $10,000 suit.
That's pretty good. Only the best.
Come on.
I'm extremely happy about mine. I'm Meg. I got the mad scientist.
Okay.
They called you mad, but once your inventions get you through Infinity Dungeon, those fools will be sure to see you for the genius you truly are. You are able to craft all sorts of nonsensical gadgets and tools, all of which can perform unconventional tasks. You cannot use any tools for their clearly intended purposes, and instead must always improvise new uses for them. My inventory is power saw, laser gun, hoverboard, fluffy cat, and a bionic arm.
Awesome. You cannot use the fluffy cat for a state
of We're 2 years early on the hoverboard.
Yep.
Can't use that for its status purpose either.
There we go.
I am in no way special guest David. Listeners will know me as contributor of tasteful artistic shots to Alphabet Monthly.
I don't know how you do it. By tasteful and artistic, yes. It means creepy and disturbing.
I get just the weirdest email from you every month, and it's great. And coincidentally, I will be traveling the dungeon as the artist.
Oh, dear God.
As a master of all forms of art, my artistic prowess is unrivaled. And I am able to create things even more real than the world around me. I have come to Infinity Dungeon to study its aesthetics and architecture.
Oh, wonderful.
Anything I paint becomes real until I leave the current room.
So we are going to be drowning in butts.
That's terrible. That's my TLC cover band.
Woo! Alright. All of my plans must involve an art form of some kind.
There are so many inside jokes in this podcast.
Oh, yes. Welcome to Amber.
Mine was funny on its own. Eric's are not without any background knowledge.
My inventory is a large canvas, an oil paint set, brushes, a dirty smock, and a beret cap.
Oh, wonderful! John, I like how you consider my musings to be jokes of any sort. Thank you.
So, I'd like to take just a second to point out that while Eric and I are not qualified for this title, everybody else that's sitting at this table has won Most Awesome Person at some point.
Woo!
John has Most Awesome Person 2012, and that's pretty great.
It's true.
So, let's get going. John,
did I win a Most Awesome Person?
You got APB, man.
Oh, that's right. OMG Bear is driving.
Good times.
So John will present us with the room here.
So you should explain what the room is and what we're doing
so
here.
So we are going to be presented with a challenge room. Each room has a description and 5 items in it that we may use to complete it. Once Eric, because he's the active player.
Yeah, just to let you know, I am the active player for this first session, and special guest John is the active GM.
Yes, and that role does shift. So John is going to read the description of the room and the items inside. Eric is going to come up with the plan to get us out of it, and we all vote whether or not it's awesome enough.
And if it's not, lost our only audience member.
If it's not, we get to challenge that and add additional conditions for Eric to meet to get more points.
All right. So John, lay it on me.
What do we got?
What do we got?
The first room is a monster banquet.
Oh, good.
You step into a cafeteria-like room where a large collection of monsters of all sizes and descriptions are gathered. The monsters are all sitting in front of empty cafeteria tables, banging their silverware in impatience. The door at the far end of the room is open, but if you can't manage to feed those monsters, they might make a snack out of you before you can escape. In this room are a flag, which is a Cuban flag, a refrigerator, a celebrity, who is Will Wheaton. Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, Will Wheaton's are.
It's okay, there are now two.
Oh, wow, okay. We have a doppelganger Wheaton.
We have Will Wheaton and two Will Wheaton.
One
even the style of Smash Brothers.
I was thinking Will Wheaton and Will Wheaton circa 1993.
Oh, that makes more sense.
A chainsaw and
good.
Boiling pitch. Yeah, let's go with young Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Wesley Crusher Will Wheaton.
Wesley Crusher. Oh, even better.
Now, since it doesn't state which boiling pitch it's talking about, I like to believe it's a liquefied soccer field.
We can come up with a use for
it. Did you read the description of the room itself? I must have missed it.
I did.
Yeah, it's the monster banquet.
Monsters
yeah.
are
we
eating in this room.
Alright, so.
We need to find some pizzas for them before they get it off.
They have no food. And they won't
eat
us.
Said jokes.
They would like some pizza.
Okay, so.
Our pizzas.
A plan. Say, we've got a postman. We have a railroad conductor. That will be useful.
Tycoon.
A tycoon.
Of course, railroad.
An artist. A mad scientist.
I've got a dreamer.
We have a refrigerator.
You got a captive, you know?
No.
Young
no.
Will Wheaton.
That is not its stated purpose.
Chainsaw. And some boiling pitch.
But
and a flag. Okay. So, here's the plan. We have a railroad engine, right?
The engine and the coal car.
Okay, the engine and the coal car. Do we have any track? Do we need it?
It doesn't say anything about the track.
If we assume it's the super train, then no.
Okay, super train doesn't need a track. So, here's what I'm thinking. We've got an entire banquet hall of monsters to feed, and they're all very hungry. We need to do this really quick, or we're never going to make it out of here alive. So, we take the train, we take all the coal out of the coal car, and we dump it. We fill it full of the boiling pitch, and we take the artist and have you draw a bunch of really weird-looking animals that are really big. Then we take the chainsaw, we cut up those animals into meat, and we throw them into the boiling pitch to cook.
You think this is all my art is good for?
Yes! Because I've seen your art, it's not very good.
It's unrivaled!
Sure it is.
You could be the best cook ever.
Yeah. So, Matt Scientist, I want you to use the Powersol, laser gun, and fluffy cat in a way to make a seasoning device. Because when these things come out of that boiling pitch, they're going to taste awful. You need to deliver something. I don't know. Do you want to be the our waiter? You'll be delivering food items to each of these guys as we screen by them their tables.
Can I hide a letter inside the food?
Absolutely.
Wait, so wait, are they already cooked? Are they being cooked in the boiling pitch?
Absolutely. They're monsters. They don't care. It's tar.
Got
it's
it.
It's tasty to them, I guess. And then the tycoon, you need to do whatever you can to make this all very fancy. Because, heck, it is a banquet, even if it has to be speaking.
It's a banquet.
And railroad conductor, drive us home.
I'm a conductor, not an engineer.
Yeah. You drive the train.
No, I check people's for tickets.
He makes the songs.
Alright,
you're less useful.
I'm the captain of the super train.
He rides on the front of the train.
You
that's
make
some,
yeah.
That's some robbery.
You check all the monsters for tickets as we're screening them.
So not on the train.
That's my plan. But they're getting fed by the super train. It's a super food train. Super.
I accidentally said my challenge while you were coming up with the plan, so I approve.
Excellent. So Bill the postman approves. I'd still like that to be a challenge because I did right.
Too bad.
Oh.
We get less points.
Yes, this is
damn.
Your voting card.
I,
yeah, you
I
should read that very,
very
quickly. Why,
it
Mr.
Might
Tycoon?
Not have any text on it.
As the future owner of this room and therefore the monsters inside of it, this sounds like a very expensive way to feed them. If these are my employees, I'm going to want to do this at cut rate pricing.
He's creating all of the meat out of thin air by drawing.
Yes, but you're using a train engine to cook it. And a bunch of ridiculous parts that I have to pay a professional to make into a seasoning device to season it.
No, we don't. We can draw it.
No, the mad scientist is bringing her own equipment. So, you want me to make it cheaper, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
also, you're leaving a pile of coal right in the middle of the room. I have to pay
someone
to
clean that.
Which
you can sell!
I'm not
Do you
just,
know how much coal
I'm,
is
What am I, a salesman? I own the building. I'm managing the building.
Exactly. We're
not just
going to
take your coal
building.
And sell it. Come on. Like
okay.
A man in a $10,000 suit right. To sell coal? Come on!
You've come an awful long way from here.
Alright, fine. To cover the cost of this meal, we will charge tickets to the monsters as we're streaming by. And it's $50.
It is a banquet.
Yep, that is a banquet.
No. Making my employees pay for their own lunch.
Yeah,
I can get behind that.
All right.
Yes.
Excellent.
I approve.
Paid for banquet. Any other challenges?
Me.
Okay, yes, mad scientist.
I do not agree that I should be using my mad scientist skills to season food for freaking monsters. There's no way that I should have to do that with the fluffy cat and the power saw and the laser gun.
Hmm, I see your point.
Because I'm a true genius, why should I be working in a kitchen?
Because if we don't, the monsters will eat you.
Well, I'm aware, but I'm a genius.
Aware genius.
Aware genius. Oh, man.
Just better in the light of a full moon.
Her intellect doubles.
Mm. So, what would you have?
That's fine.
What is our current delivery system?
Our current delivery system is a postman.
A postman and delivering them.
Okay. So, to help the postman deliver this, I would like you to turn your power saw and hoverboard and bionic arm into a tethered jetpack with a delivery device so that you can fly around the room, since we probably can't reach everybody by hand, while the train is screaming through the banquet hall, so you can hit even the monsters that are sitting to the far sides of the room at lightning speed.
No, you leave it like that.
Yep. Okay. Get sideways if it's no points.
Okay. Right.
So we have a vote yes, a challenge accepted, and the artist.
Yeah, we're on a soccer pitch. It needs more David Beckham.
Can you draw a David Beckham?
No.
Our special tonight.
Okay. So here's what we do. We take the doppelganger Will Wheaton. We dress him up in a soccer uniform. Can you draw a soccer uniform?
Yes.
Okay, we draw a soccer uniform, we shave off all of his hair, and then we gag him so that he can't say that he's not David Beckham, and then we throw him in the boiling pitch and serve him as the feast de resistance.
Accept him.
Excellent.
I just feel the need to be the pedant here, but at no point would we be on a soccer pitch. We'd be on a soccer field, or we'd be on a football pitch.
Touche.
I am so mad that Brian is here and not Sid, and this is weird.
Brian, you're too intelligent.
What's the point system, GM?
Well, we have 6 players, so we start with a base of 2. For each thumbs up, we get a +2. For each challenge, we get a +3.
Okay. So 15. We've got 4, 6, how much?
15.
We got 15.
15.
15 points.
Let's 15
points.
His number is 19.
Oh my god. Oh
how
god,
does this go horribly here. Wrong, active GM?
So, you are mistaken in the burning pitch. It is actually a big pot of boiling pitch. Oh, shit.
Well, I was using it as a pot of boiling pitch.
It does not large enough to cook the meat that you have slain, you've sliced off of these giant monsters. When you've served all your giant monsters, or all your giant steaks to the monsters, they find it's undercooked and flay you viciously for trying to feed them poor quality meat.
No. Why couldn't you draw better, David? So Jonathan Cole or Jonathan Roderick dies
immediately.
You didn't ask me to draw an oven.
How does this point system work? Just for me and because I haven't played and for everyone.
Depending on if it's a vote up or a vote down, we get X number of points. Things that are approved right away get 2 points. If it's challenged and the challenge clears, that gets 3 points.
Okay.
And then we end it up, flip the next card on the deck, and see if we beat the number.
Have to leave the game. So, audience members, who would like to sit in my place?
I didn't realize Eric was
pointed at me, so I guess.
Wait. Eric is leaving?
Oh, I have to. That's the rules.
Oh, yeah, he is leaving the game, not the room.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He put on his suit coat like he was getting ready to leave.
I was going to say, if I can get out of this by dying, I want to be a player.
Oh, God.
So, we get. You got your first 2 cards. So, pick your character and introduce yourself.
Mystery sir.
Unknown man.
Unknown
or woman
man.
From the audience.
I really hope he's a man.
Oh, a meat?
No, I really hope she's a man too.
He's wearing a John Roderick
what,
shirt.
This is recording, so time is of the essence.
We just edit
this. Cool,
show.
It's not like we reserved the room or anything. For a set period of time.
Did you notice he's wearing a John Roderick shirt?
There's no way.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, he can't be John Roderick. John Roderick is dead.
I know, but he's wearing the shirt.
All right. I am the hero.
Oh!
What is your name?
Oh, yeah. I'm Creighton.
Yay!
Hi, Creighton. I am a hero team member. As a mass defender of justice, I have come to right the injustices of the Infinity Dungeon and restore the balance.
I'm going to challenge every single plan you have because you threw you out.
I know.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Creighton, you have failed already.
Eh. I wish this was a hero sitting here now.
You. I could. I can go either way on that one.
Yeah. I did. I can give colored power suits, giant robots, and motorcycles to all other members of my party. I cannot commit any act which might be deemed selfish or unjust while accompanying accomplishing my plans. I have a power suit, red, mine is red, a communicator, a giant robot, a super weapon, and a motorcycle.
Red, mine is red.
Alright, so, the active player is now Meg. The room is the same.
It's the same room.
It's what?
Yep.
Why are we going to change the room?
Because Roderick died.
Right. So we
because Roderick's plan was terrible.
So we have a monster banquet that you have a flag, a refrigerator, a young Will
Wheaton. A Cuban flag.
Cuban flag.
Flags are Cuban.
Oh, I didn't do anything with a Cuban flag.
Okay.
That's why.
A young Will Wheaton and a chainsaw and boiling pitch.
Yep.
Oh, there's a refrigerator.
If I had announced it as Cuban,
is there anything
cuisine?
In this refrigerator or himself?
No, no, no. It's whatever.
Yeah.
It is whatever you wish to be in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fact that it's a refrigerator.
The world
is the important part.
Is your oyster in this? All
room. Right. Can I have everyone put their character cards right here so I know what I'm doing? Because I'm not quick.
Sure.
I'm gonna try and be as quick as I can. I just want to see everyone's.
You don't have to use us. You just have to appease us.
But we like it when you use us. Only girl at the table.
Only girl.
As a tycoon, I have better things to do than be used by someone for the purpose of finishing a roof.
John just wants to be used by you.
Thanks, because I didn't already have Sweet Dream stuck in my head.
Well, then why does it hurt that you have it stuck in your head now?
It's reinforcing it.
Yeah.
Now it's made of steel. Steel dreams are made of these.
Constant references.
Okay, it's going to be a tough one, but...
You're going to challenge it.
That's okay. So, what I'm going to do is I am going to not only assume, I know because I am the mad scientist, and I have used my laser gun to shoot open the door of the refrigerator to figure out that there are things in the refrigerator. There's plenty of food in there. Just for some reason, the monsters ate their cook. So, you know, they were hungry. So their cook is gone, there's food in the refrigerator. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have the postman use his mail truck to pick up the packages from the refrigerator. Packages. Yummy packages.
food packages.
So you're going to use your mail truck. And you're also going to, though, you're going to first, on your way there, use a... You're going to deliver a package to the big monster that is in the way that contains a mailbox. And you're going to use your mail truck to retrieve the items. Who is going to come with you is the hero team member. Because he is, he's a hero team member. He's going to protect you, basically. He's going to obviously be wearing his sexy power suit, which is red.
I don't remember it being called sexy anymore.
Just take our
Oh, it's sexy.
It.
Players are free to add
I'm a woman. I can think what I want.
Technically, according to the rules, you don't actually have to read that description. You can describe it however you like.
Exactly. So,
well,
he's
way
also...
to rules lawyer, Bill.
He's going
Shut
to
up,
be
audience.
Wearing his sexy red power suit. He is going to use his super weapon to make sure that any of the smaller monsters that are nearby, that huge monster you're going to blow up, are out of the way. And, that's okay. And if you kill them, we can use them in the stew also. So we're going to do that. I don't know. I'm not going to make anything up. So this is how we're going to retrieve the food and bring it back to the artist, who is going to draw a lovely... beautiful kitchen in which we are going to cook all of this fancy food. The tycoon is going to invest his money in this beautiful kitchen because we are an infinity dungeon. There are infinitum amount of monsters within this dungeon, and how much money could he make off of these monsters? It's not that they're poor. They're just stuck down here, just like us, and they would like to have some really good food. They have just killed their current cook because their current cook sucked. So now, you can invest your money in order to hire a good cook. I'm being flipped off. So that is what the tycoon will be doing. He will be working with, you know, let's see. I'm trying to figure out who's... Oh, your bodyguard. Your bodyguard's probably a pretty good cook. So, we can figure that out. you can challenge
those two skill sets are basically identical.
Basically identical.
Killing people. Wasn't the bodyguard and the bodyguard a cook?
We are going to use the railroad conductor for a very similar task that he was doing before to deliver the food around the room. Either way, deliver us to the exit of the room while delivering food around the room.
I don't drive the train. I'm the conductor.
I think it says you were driving it on your cart.
Well, it's up to Brian.
Maybe that's why it went off the rails.
Brian says he doesn't drive the train.
Anyway.
He wants this to be
Anyways, I will deliver the freaking food around the room.
And the conductor
and
the ticket taker. That's not why I was on the train.
Well, how are we going to get the conductor to... Because the conductor is going to freaking drive the train, but we need to get out of the room. So I guess I'm going to use my... Can I use my stuff?
Yeah,
okay.
It's your stuff. World is your oyster and all that.
I'm going to use my bionic arm, because it is a smart bionic arm. It's not just like, oh, it moves. It's a smart bionic arm to drive the train out of the dungeon. I don't know. There we go. Try that.
I have an objection.
Challenges ahoy.
I
do not like that this plan is built on the broken backs of the working man. I would like to at least have some more ridiculous benefits as a government employee.
Okay, what are you again?
The postman.
You are the postman. Okay. So, well, because you are being able to... Let me see your thing. You're being able to deliver this mail bomb and use your mail truck. Oh, okay. I will... Ooh. Okay, got it. The postman... Oh, we didn't use the celebrity.
If I get a young Wheaton as a minion that I get to use as an intern, I will accept that.
There you go. You can have the young minion as an intern.
He does all the work. I send the truck.
There you go.
Well, I am perfectly willing to angel invest your monster cafeteria project. I do take some issue to both the fact that you were blowing up a monster in my monster cafeteria. Do you know...
No, monsters are into that.
Do you know how hard it is to clean monster blood out of ceiling tiles? You pretty much have to replace them. And I'm not made of money. I have a lot of money, but I'm not made of it.
And even if he was, that's a part of him.
I would be some sort of golem at that point. And I'm not.
Okay.
So,
well, I got it.
This is why we brought you.
And the second point.
Okay, second point.
You were firing the laser at my very expensive refrigerator. You could repair my refrigerator. That'd be fine. But don't be destroying it.
Okay.
I'm not made out of money. We've covered this.
I have sent Fluffy the Cat, who is not just a cat. He is a mutant cat, to go open the door. And because it's a cute fluffy cat, the monsters have a good inclination to attack it, because it's adorable.
Opening doors is not the cat's stated purpose, so I think that flies.
That's true. Cats usually don't open doors. I'm willing to accept that.
Okay. Yeah. And then for your first thing, so instead of having him blow up the monster, I will use my laser gun on him instead.
That sounds much cleaner.
Okay.
I'm excited about this.
Okay.
That's true. That is the stated purpose of the laser gun.
Yeah. I'm still going to make Wheaton do it.
us. Okay.
Sounds good.
So, my objection to this is that you're driving the train with a bionic arm, which would seem to be using the arm to grasp the controls of the train, which is pretty much the purpose of a bionic arm.
I'm going to... How about
that? Bionic arm's...
So driving,
suddenly became a bitch.
Driving is not the state of the
purpose.
Yeah.
Grasp against that.
Well, yeah. I'm going to use the bionic arm then to use the power saw to hit you over the head so that you are in
that's
on
not
heaven.
The way to earn it.
As a walking tool, that would be against the power saw's specified purpose.
It would be.
I'm willing to accept this, but I don't think he is.
No, I'm not.
That's a general rule.
Not also, so if you knock out the artist, who's going to draw the kitchen?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
No, I said after he drew the kitchen. No.
It's a surprise attack.
It's a surprise attack, yeah.
Backs of the working man.
Snake attack.
Wait, no, you're an artist. I don't give a shit.
Because I have not made this reference yet. I think your plan should involve more of George Carlin in his role in Shining Time Station.
That's a good point.
I don't know this reference.
Well, we're not going to get the Brian's points, though.
That's kind of what I figured.
As the dick move of
Brian
dick moves.
We're not
getting
David's points either?
No. I'm doing something heroic. I'm happy.
we're not getting sexy. My points because this... Right. Knocking me over the head and still using my non-fighting arm for its
we got 10 points?
10 points.
10 points.
This is going to be a hard one.
20.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to get that anyway.
John is going to kill another player.
And we're still
so
stuck here.
The monsters recognize the mutant kitten as a monster in itself, and it tells them that it has been wrongly mistreated by this horrible mad scientist. In a show of great solidarity, the monsters rise as one and beat you into a bloody pulp.
Sounds good.
Nice. I still get my benefits.
Who wants to be in?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. We're going through the audience like crazy over here.
Yeah. You get to choose one of those two characters, so once you do, go ahead and introduce yourself and the character. It doesn't really matter.
It's usually the more whimsical one is the more funny one.
If the past is any indication, it's basically just 5 turns until you die.
Alright, my name's Nick, and apparently I am a gangster rapper.
Correct.
As a millionaire rap star, you headed into Infinity Dungeon to assert your turf, and to take down anyone who challenges your dungeoneering authority. When you dance, everyone in the party and all inhabitants of the room begin to dance with you, perfectly mimicking your moves. Well, they must be pretty good dancers.
They're really good.
Most dungeon monsters are, I guess.
They're synchronized dancing now, right?
Well, not now, but eventually.
When explain your plans, you must... Oh, God. You must speak in rhymes.
Come on in.
You have
okay.
A submachine gun,
cares.
A hoodie, bling, folding chair, and yo crew.
Mildly racist.
So the asterisk means that you get to define who's in yo crew.
Have to find now?
No.
Once it becomes appropriate.
Okay.
So David is now the active player.
David,
get us out of here.
All right.
For the love of God.
We go into and out of the room and get back the way it was.
All right, so I will start by drawing up some Koopa D-Braids to stick the flag in. and also to appease the gangster rapper, because I assume that he drinks that sort of thing. Possibly I've not met very many gangster rappers.
Way to be racist.
Welcome, we're playing Infinity.
Yeah, it's not even necessarily the right race either.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Alright. Yep, somebody give me the quick gist using
we
terms
are all
or
ridiculous.
Other types of games that I would recognize.
Okay. It's like Once Upon a Time, but it actually has rules and it's kind of got a D&D basement.
Okay.
There we go.
And then if you
and there's,
an audience
there's more structure.
One of these people die, you can take over their spot.
Yes,
we
that has been happening frequently. We are still in the first
so far we're 0 for 2.
To be clear, in the context of the game.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Or,
and we
if they actually die, you can also take their place.
I want to just stop playing if that happens.
Depends
on time. Nah, we wouldn't be that.
We've got the room for 2 months.
We could probably clean that up in like 15 minutes.
So,
depending on which one.
Continue getting out of this room.
Let's cut Morbid quick.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
the young Will Wheaton gets one of the Koopa Libres and insists on sharing with all of the monsters, which buys us a little time.
Yeah.
Is he still my minion?
As far as I know.
Yes.
Room's reset, so there'd be no reason why it would be.
Yeah. Will, go be his minion.
Wesley.
Yeah. So,
I've already approved.
Cold dishes are clearly the thing to be feeding.
Yeah, the boiling pitch has not worked out for us.
Yeah,
it ended horrifically.
Yeah. So, I will draw a great deal of seafood for ceviche.
Good. Any reminders of who we are?
I might. This table's slightly too large.
Oh, that was almost like an awesome toss.
I will try again, but almost. Yeah. Like you don't need to use everybody.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm going to.
But I object.
I think this plan is sufficient. It's simple. It's elegant.
Would you like my actual cameraman?
Yeah.
As a soulless CEO tycoon,
I'm posting to the Twitter.
This whole thing sounds a little ethnic.
I'm not the one who brought a Cuban flag into the situation, sir.
It was in the room. Anyway, I'm going to need you to take the switch, whatever it is. I'm going to need you to spin that so that Main Street will enjoy these things.
You get that Kevin Jiley.
I don't know the demographics of this robot. These monsters, so, man's, you know.
Right. So how about instead of ceviche, we have shrimp cocktail and sushi, so they have a choice of cold seafood.
And then there's this other thing. What was the first thing? There's something about Cuba.
Cuba Libre.
Yeah, that's you gotta need to spice up that name. It's a little bit. It's just not. I don't think it's gonna sell.
Yeah. Then, yeah. How about Castro Muertes?
It's
even worse.
I don't think that people are gonna even know how to, like, I don't know. Just give me like, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here.
Fine, Flaming Rum Punch, we've got the boiling pitch.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Now we're working here. I approve.
I got Wheaton, so I approve already. My postman back.
I approve just on the hope that we can get out of this room.
I'm going to object. I believe there needs to be synchronized dancing.
Well, you're in luck. All right. Yeah, Mr. Rapper, I assume that someone on your posse can lay down a beat.
Excuse me, yo crew.
Yeah.
Yes. Yo crew. Begging your pardon.
Are you going to re-object due to ethnicity?
No.
You can't re-object.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can
give
an acceptance to a reject, but you cannot re-object.
Yeah. So I assume that there is a member of yo crew who can lay down a
fat, tasty beat.
Yeah, sure.
For us to feast on.
Yes.
Decent. Cool. 45%. Yeah.
And then the wait staff.
The wait staff can put their pizzas together and get the tents going.
Yes, let's use inside jokes that nobody gets.
Again.
That one's already used.
Keep that.
Alright. Panic is a little weak, but I'm going to go ahead and give it the thumbs up. It's just
easy. Alright, so we got 2, 4, 6, 8, plus. So we got 14.
14!
On low card.
1!
Yay!
You could have just done nothing.
Yeah.
Alright, so there's you two trade rolls.
There's a brilliant monster dance party. Everybody's a little buzz drunk on rum. And they don't even notice us leaving the room.
Yes. So, for the audience at home, David is now the active GM, and John is the active
player.
And we are finally out of that room.
We have completed room one of
six. Wait, that worked?
That worked. Yeah.
It
worked.
You only need a one.
Like a freaking charm.
He pulled a one.
Oh, good! And that's what you're playing on. I just wrote the name of the room. David?
Yep.
You're the GM.
You need to read this thing.
Okay, we have entered the Room of Hidden Traps. An incredibly complex and sinister-looking mechanism is set into the floor of this room, and it appears to be churning away at some diabolic task. So diabolic that it's not even diabolical.
Yeah.
Who knows what manner of traps and monsters are lying in wait in this sinister heart of the labyrinth? None are immediately visible. An unlocked door sits at the far end of the room. The room contains a circular saw, stilts, high-tech goggles, a plush giraffe, and red paint.
These are all things I always take with me.
So, I was not angry. It's just when I heard about the Room of Hidden Traps, I immediately thought of the most racist thing I could, which was... I'm sure the gangster rapper has some levels in Rogue.
Alright, I'm out.
Whoa!
That's terrible. You're
Brian, bringing a bit of class to the setting.
Jesus.
Alright, so
still
this...
wasn't as bad as most of what went on with the Cuba Libre.
This whole room...
It ain't that kind of party.
This whole room sounds like a terrible lawsuit waiting to happen. We're really going to need to deal with this. I'm gonna give my special goggles to our hero gentleman here. If he could fly through the room in his robot and potentially mark any of the traps he sees with red paint, I can call in my construction team and have them just build over it and put railings in, staircases, some reflective tape, get the whole thing OSHA compliant, maybe even put some rails in so we can get the train through, set up a stereo so we can have a bit of a rap party while the construction is ongoing.
Because that's what construction needs.
We can hang some art pieces, you know, tasteful, nothing too weird, but nice art pieces. And I think we can make this a workable room.
Abject. I have a package to deliver.
Well,
it's got room 2 written on it.
As the second room. Makes sense.
Yep.
I would recommend, as a government employee, that you don't go in until we get some of the renovations up. Once we get things up and running...
And just toss it over the
We'll get you, we'll get you some mail space, and you just toss it in there.
All right, some mail space.
And some female space.
All right.
Party.
I actually really like this plan, so I'm going to object on the grounds that you did not use the word caterpillar.
We're going to get my man with his caterpillar tractor.
All right, I'm good.
Brian, stop objecting in very easy ways, please.
Then have better rooms or worse plans. Because seriously, that's a solid plan right there.
I'm a businessman. I know how to keep people from suing me.
I am so going to die on my turn.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
Eric's gonna be. I accept this plan because whoosh.
I'm rejecting it. Because Hero Boy gets to do everything, and I'm just bored over here.
Well, what we're getting?
Got no singing, dancing.
He's got to kick his debt.
We're working. I guess you left me sitting in my folding chair. I mean,
he has a couple levels in Rogue.
He did say that there is rap going to be going on during the construction.
Yeah, once we get.
Wait a minute! None of this is racist. At no point does it say the guy's black.
Whoa!
Says he's a rapper.
Nobody said any color of skin here.
We're so
I'm going to need you to check your speech before you get someone sued.
Check your speeches before you wreck your breeches.
We're going to send you to the mandatory HR training to get you up to speed on what is safe work talk
training.
And what is unsafe work
talk.
Yeah, you just whack.
We're playing a game and recording it. That's great.
Yeah.
If one of us dies,
you have
you can
a chance
play.
To play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once one of these guys screws up, which will happen.
Those two started. As part of a fully featured dungeon, we really need some performance space. And, you know, we'll leave you a whole half of the room. We'll put in pyrotechnics.
It used to be a
we'll put in a rising, falling stage. Put in a disco light. The whole thing. Speakers all over the place. 50,000 watts. Name your price. We got it.
A disco light and pyrotechnics?
Pretty good.
I guess so.
Now, you leave it hand up.
Yep.
Leave it hand up. If it's no, no points in sideways.
Yep. I object on the grounds that this plan does not provide me with fit... hot, fresh, tasty cookies made by someone other than me.
Are you familiar with how the construction process works at any fine establishment? Because of your inconvenience due to the construction, we will have fresh cookies available because you can't get to some of the areas of the room.
Who's making them?
I just checked my package because it's full of hot, fresh cookies.
Excellent. I'm moving on.
All right.
I'm a good postman.
Yeah, but I make it too easy.
3, 6, 9, 12, 14?
16.
We
two!
Alright. Your base. To the surprise of everyone involved, your plan works exactly as intended.
We renovate the hidden trap room so there are no hidden traps.
You don't get to be CEO without a little bit of business sense.
Oh, okay.
Which means you'll be reading the room.
Yeah, that's most of what that means.
Yes.
That was the room, Bill.
And I'll screw on that.
No.
Well, we'll run.
Come on. Yeah, which low card is next?
Alright, so.
I just realized that we are up against Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
You just realized that?
Yeah, I didn't realize that he was doing things.
Why do you think you left?
Yeah.
He's going to see Will Wheaton?
Yeah, so... No, nobody should be doing this. Nobody should be watching us here. Because there's Will
Wheaton. We probably shouldn't be on it.
Yeah. That's really what we should say when people come. You do realize that Will Wheaton is doing Q&A right now, right?
All
right. Doing here.
Here's your cold, reasonably fresh cookie.
It'll do.
Oh, man.
Where's that boiler pitch? I'll warm it back up.
So here's the worst idea. The abstract gallery.
Why is this not my room?
The wall of this room is covered in some kind of psychedelic modern art. Far across the room, across the spike-filled chasm, a mounted laser ray sits on the wall. Odd gallery. Alright. Anything that's
specific.
Anything that steps in front of the wall is immediately vaporized by the laser ray, unless its color and pattern match the abstract patterns behind it. At the far end of the hall is a door that appears to be unlocked.
Our train is about to get way sweeter.
So these are the things that are going to do. Okay, so but apparently in this abstract painted art room with the death ray laser and spike-filled chasm, there is a vending machine, and a tuba, and a new car, of course, and some chicken soup, and Da Vinci's flying machine.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It's quite the fun.
Yes, it is. So, who's the...
I am the active player.
You demand.
I think I know how to get through this.
So, as minimal as possible, takes place.
With basically making everybody happy, except for opinions that I don't really care about.
So, you.
Yeah. No, actually, I think David and Nick will be on board with this plan, too.
It fails. Well, now I'm intrigued.
I've got a great. He doesn't care about us.
I was the.
It's not that I don't care about you, it's that I don't care about your opinion.
I was the first one.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
I'm taking a couple of different routes here, but the plan is basically. Everybody piles up into my locomotive.
Woo!
Yes.
Soul Train.
Artist gives us an absolutely sweet paint job.
I can do this.
And as we are doing this, the gangster rapper leads us in a montage song a la Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Can you picture that? Circa 1979 Muppet movie.
So this is the special.
Yep. The pinnacle of cinematic achievement.
And dude! Rap music. That movie was awesome!
I'm agreeing with you!
Can I object yet?
You haven't seen it.
Is that the plan?
That is the plan.
Okay. I object. We have not put young Will Wheaton in an arbitrary amount of danger.
There's a giant laser in the room that will shoot us if he gets one color wrong.
Where's young Will Wheaton?
Brian, I never get a color wrong.
From the first room.
Yeah, arbitrary.
He can carry things from
we need
room.
Him to scout or something stupid.
Yeah, he got him in a previous room. So, apparently we've decided that works now.
Yep.
It's pretty
remember okay. When we hauled the shark cannon?
It's my
yeah.
Yes, I do.
Oh, the shark cannon.
Oh, shark cannon.
Okay, arbitrary viewer contest. Amount of danger.
Draw us the shark cannon, I'll probably give you a prize. I'll type up what that is.
Yeah.
Young Will Wheaton gets my coal shovel and starts shoveling coal, but to do so he needs to go in between the cars of the train, which will leave him exposed to the laser. There,
Of the songs that you sample include like some really riveting action hero kind of soundtracks that you can just kind of play in the background the way that's it?
Sure.
Right. I just sit and watch this for my amusement.
Dance, monkey, dance.
While not working.
I'm not doing anything necessarily heroic.
You could be blocking lasers from the
I will draw you some mirrored couplets.
Actually, yeah, sure. If you're going to do that, I was just going to have him use a super weapon on the laser. But no, I like the mirrored couplets. That sounds sweet.
I like that you can draw.
All right.
I'm just that good.
He's unrivaled.
For those that didn't hear it, since I said it kind of under my breath, the new plan is to have the hero get some mirrored cufflinks and block the lasers from Will Wheaton as he is trying to get the coal.
Perfect. All right. I can do that.
Fantastic.
I sip my beverage. David?
Hey, buddy.
I am totally on board with this plan.
John's on board too, looks like.
Yeah, it's great. It's low cost. It's relatively safe. It involves, you know, putting train tracks through my room. It's all brilliant. I'm all for it.
I'm just looking around.
All right.
So,
okay. Trying to get him up?
Yeah, sure.
What do we got?
14.
7!
You guys need to stop winning.
Good
gravy.
We will.
Brian was trying to go off the plan he could so that there would be the lowest possible score.
No, the lowest possible score would be, I just say, screw it, jumping across the room.
Then active player will checked.
So he will not.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's gonna play on the six.
Oh, actually, it's not gonna. Yeah, it's gonna just pass.
With an odd number of people, it gets weird.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, actually, if Bill dies here, then it would switch. Because active GM doesn't transfer on a death.
Alright. No pressure.
But if all goes according to plan, yeah, they'll just swap roles.
What about all
the masks? We have ridden our super train into a movie room. At the far end of this room, a massive fan spins, blowing everything back with incredible force. Fan is too powerful to walk against, and anything thrown or shot at it seems to be repelled by the speed of the wind. We can make out an open door behind the blades of the massive fan. In the room is a magazine.
This is now water.
Which magazine?
Page is blowing out of control.
Let's go with.
It's a new magazine for my get.
Swaggy.
Let's go with Game Informer.
Sure.
It sure doesn't specify what kind of magazine.
Doesn't say that. Yeah.
Okay, so there is also.
I need a high class magazine for my cat.
An open bar, a box of fireworks, some dynamite, and a shark.
Fireworks. Yes!
Fireworks.
Dynamite and shark!
My
dynamite and shark!
Dynamite and shark.
And fireworks.
So I obviously laid the shark down and put dynamite in his mouth.
Yeah, we're recording.
And to protect us from the blast, I have young Will Wheaton go out and just dump the infinity bag of junk mail out, having the fan blow it as hard as it can against the shark until it adheres.
Nice. I think you just made a shark cannon.
I just made a goddamn shark cannon.
Nice.
So I missed the first half of this plan. It sounds really bad right now.
No, this is how this is a podcast, Brian.
Okay.
So I've arbitrarily made a shark cannon.
Because I know he won't.
Anyway, now I'm going to need your train to be thrown by your giant robot at the fan as hard as we can to get past that screen. And then we're just going to bring the shark cannon with us and not use it in the show. It's too precious to us. Perfect.
Doesn't this train have to make it out of the room, though?
Yeah, you're gonna...
My train is indestructible.
Okay. But you grab onto the top of the train, and he guns it, you gun your robot jetpack, and we just... Girl, we just get going!
That's so not how physics works.
We just get going. Right?
And you, on the opposite wall, once we have our shark cannon stored safely inside the train, you're going to draw an equally powerful fan on the opposite wall to balance it out.
That might work.
You see, just that would have been fine.
But no, but it wouldn't have been awesome, Brian. That's what the plan's about.
Now we got a shark cannon.
We got a shark cannon.
And we put a shark cannon that's covered in jail.
You can't have dynamite and a shark.
He is drawing an equally powerful fan on the opposite side to balance it out.
Won't everything get stuck in the middle?
No. Because America.
Why don't you have it make a stronger fan?
Okay, slightly stronger.
That's why.
Slightly stronger to give us an extra blade or something.
Get flayed into little pieces.
There's a train inside the train.
Yeah. The train blows it up.
If it was stronger and it was easy, I wouldn't get to do anything wrong. Yeah. So, this sounds pretty good to me.
It's Hip Hop Smith.
How's he drawing a fan?
Yeah, that sums up
because my
well.
Artistic prowess is unrivaled, and anything I draw becomes real until we leave the room.
Yeah, okay. Sure, whatever.
That is the least objectionable part of this plan.
Oh, yeah, no, this is all pretty stupid.
So, artist, do you have improvement?
Well, I wanted to object on the grounds that we had a plan involving a shark but no jet, but then you brought out a jetpack, so well done.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Wait, how does the jetpack factor in this plan?
It's on the back of the robot. Yeah. He's on the back of the train pushing it further.
And so at the point where my challenge was preemptively met, I think I have to be on board.
This all sounds to me like you're going to be damaging my fan. So...
We're looking for someone right now.
I'm going to need you to do this without damaging my fan. No.
No? No.
Okay.
Brian? Bill has doomed a plan to failure.
It's fine. I don't mind sitting over there.
Yeah, because who needs hosts to play this game?
If all the hosts are eliminated, it's game over.
I kind of want to see it happen.
This has become bigger than you or I, Bill.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck it.
This
fine,
has become
whatever.
Additional shark cannon territory.
Or 10.
You got
10? Somehow the dimension of
20.
How does this obviously fail?
I'm guessing we get stuck in the middle in a tornado.
Don't give the GM ideas.
It's too late. Yeah, who do you think you are, the host?
So, it turns out that the fan can't necessarily be stopped by that train. The train flies wildly around the room, inevitably smashing the postman to a pulp. The rest of us escape, though. We're fine.
Alright.
You're you have been the train, like the people in Twister.
It's like, I'm fine. Give a quick rundown on what we're doing.
Sure.
I'm just picturing like a...
As long as I can promise to come
closer. How close are we to...
And Bill is okay, no longer standing. Thus, okay, we have a substitute.
You get to choose one of these characters to be. You can do it arbitrarily. You also get to introduce yourself and your character once you choose.
That guy is not.
Make sure to do it loud enough because the thing's behind you.
He comes with a sparkling costume stylus for Hogwarts, and you are not allowed to get dirty.
So, that was an elaborate plan, Bill, sure. But unfortunately, right. Brian was right, and it was incredibly stupid.
Perpetual membership!
And he's out.
So, how many rooms have we been?
Two. One, the third
three,
room.
Three.
Right now.
No, this is the fourth room. Three of us haven't died.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Actually, I'm surprised with our progress. I thought we would be
way better. Do you have to start? Would you just name and read the card?
Yes.
You
have to start.
I am John.
My agent booked me on a concert somewhere down in this dungeon.
Or if you want to see
in order to make it to the venue, I've been listed to help with some passersby who are also descending from the dungeon. The inhabitants of the dungeon are all my diehard fans and will do anything I ask.
That's nice.
That's
don't
you guys,
yo. I must not get dirt or injured during any of my attacks. Of course, I brought my sparkly costume, my stylist, my fan club, my paparazzi.
Did I miss it, or did you pick who the pop star is?
I am really looking forward to the dynamic.
Yeah, like
between
these.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't have to.
No, it's not an aspect.
You can if you'd like. If you want to be
a pop star.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. You're playing yourself.
Yourself is a pop star.
Yes,
okay,
good.
Good.
I listen to my own mind.
I like that.
Pop star,
what's yours? I have a sparkly costume, of course. A stylist, my fan club, the paparazzi, and of course my music.
Why was the active player after you?
It's the same room, huh?
So same room, yeah.
I gotta tackle
it's your turn, Nick.
The windy room.
Don't be as dumb as Bill.
That's not much of a bar.
No.
I died to a wildly spinning train. Of my own machination.
So locomotive!
So, this is a giant, massive fan. Mm-hmm. Clearly one of your fans.
Another big thing. Make another chart. Get back
into it. Yeah, has incredible force to blow us back. Too powerful to walk against. Alright, so we have magazine, open bar, box of fireworks, dynamite, and a shark to stop a fan. So,
I will tell you right now.
There's no water in this room, but there's a shark.
If you don't make
it's
a shark,
it's just kind of flopping about.
I am completely in favor of your plan.
If I don't do what?
If you don't make a shark cannon, thumbs up right there.
I'm not going to make a shark cannon.
Be my shark cannon hero.
Nick, don't give in.
If we need a shark cannon later, I will draw the shark.
Yeah.
It's not good enough. We got shark and dynamite the same thing.
Yeah.
Too good to pass up.
It needs to be authentic, locally grown.
I don't think corpses
get this level of input.
Locally grown shark cannon is my electric six cover band.
Oh,
wow. That is
pretty
good.
I like grass-fed shark cannon.
Grass-fed shark cannon.
What do you know, Gangster Rabbit?
Actually,
it has
locally
to be in
grown
rhyme,
grass-fed shark cannon does
yo,
have
bum rush the show.
It's good enough for me.
What are you guys playing?
We were playing
Infinity Dungeon live on air.
Yep. It's not live. It's being recorded.
Yes.
Come on. I'm sitting in the audience.
Funny.
If one dies, you can take over their spot. Actually, he's first, if you want to. But then you.
We will stuff all the fireworks down Glitter Boy's pants, and we will.
Sounds good.
Hmm.
How do I object again?
By calling out whatever dumb thing you want is dumb.
I'm pretty sure that constitutes getting dirt.
Possibly injured as well.
Mm-hmm. That
so.
Not fly.
Let's see.
Well, actually, it might.
There's no cameras here.
Well,
no,
we're going
no, no.
So, let's see. We got the superhero. And the conductor with the locomotive.
Seriously, no. If you don't make a shark cannon, you've got my vote.
As one of the...
That's the only stipulation from Brian.
So, rich guy can take the train over.
He can airdrop anything the train. You need.
Yes,
the rich guy.
Yes.
That is his power.
Can I airdrop a giant fan?
I don't know.
Airdrop a giant fan?
We all have ridiculous.
So. You can do it. That's interesting.
That's probably right, too.
Well, actually, I assume, since there is a shark, I'll assume the room's filled with water. We'll have you draw a large ship, and we'll sail across the room, tacking into the wind. To get across, we'll use his communications and his superpowers to help us navigate and calculate the best angles to tack across the room. And... then you can have the ship at the end to sell off. So... yeah, we'll use the rock star as such a blowhard to help offset the wind from the other side. So, that's the plan.
Okay, well, I didn't hear a lot of the plan because I was interacting with the audience, and therefore you have my vote.
As much as I love a plan that involves sailing. I feel like there's a much greater monetary opportunity to be made from some sort of collaboration between the R&B community and pop singers. So could you guys possibly do some sort of...
All right, we'll put on a benefit at the open bar. There you go.
You can write that off. I love it.
What deck is that on?
This has probably been my favorite plan out of any plan in this game, because
fuck you, Brian.
He turned the windy room into tacking. That is fucking awesome.
I have to agree with that.
It's like, oh, we've got really hard wind blowing against us. Screw it, we'll make a sailboat and tack. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's pretty good, Nick.
Well, I would have approved this probably even if he had made a shark cannon.
Well, I know what my objective's gonna be.
Go ahead.
So I'd like to point out that during this room, for I believe the first time in the history of this show, we briefly had more audience than participants.
Yeah, for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It is nonetheless a milestone.
Right. Assuming, of course, Eric and I come
to yes. Yeah, you do. Just,
what deck is the
We are not
from?
Playing, so...
Contrary to poor decisions.
We make the worst.
Is that outside?
I'm going to have to ask the audience to keep it down. Their players kind of...
Above or below this?
Well, to do one of each. Which one do you want? The rapper can take one deck and you can do the other. And then we'll
I'll
do a show
one
together.
Out of the wind, please?
No problem.
I'll watch my hair.
Don't worry, you have a stylist.
Actually, under these circumstances, you would have the red side.
That windblown look is telling
the
great red
because an accepted challenge is red side up and an unaccepted challenge is sideways. It's confusing, yes.
Since Brian's on board for this plan, regardless of whether or not you make a shark cannon, I'm going to demand that you assemble a shark cannon.
Sure. Keep in mind that if you do, Brian will change his thing to no.
No, actually, no, I stand by the this plan is good enough that the shark cannon will not.
Well, we still have plenty of dynamite for the shark cannon.
I'm not
and
really,
the fireworks to close the show.
I'm not really from the streets. But I feel like the shark cannon would really hit you up against all your homies in a much better way.
Sure. No problem with the shark cannon.
Yes.
Can we count them as audience if they're taking chairs out to the other?
No, they're clearly not listening, so no.
They have no choice but to listen when they're
coming. All right. So we're done here?
Yeah.
Now we can start.
Three for each now?
Yes. 2, 4, 6, 15.
Okay. Somebody who's not me, flip the card.
And we get a 4.
Yay!
We made it.
All right, 4 rooms down.
attacking worked like a charm, and we've got a shard cannon. I'd say that was a stunning success.
That way?
No.
No. Wait. No, you're right. Yes. I guess that goes that way, and that goes that way.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, as the active GM, you are responsible for reading the room. Dave is going to be responding for Sol.
I expect you to die.
Someone put him in the corner?
Oh. No.
He knows what he did.
No, I did that. He deserved it. Just trust me. You don't lie.
We enter the big key room. This simple circular room has one large feature. A huge cast iron chest with a tiny slit in the top and a heavy integrated lock set into its lid. The box is firmly shut and locked. Across the room is a gigantic steel door with a massive lock set into it. Peering through the slit in the iron chest, you can see what appears to be a gigantic key of some kind.
And then the things at the bottom are all in the room.
Also in the room, pepper spray, a flare gun, hammer and anvil, ham sandwich, and of course a lemonade stand.
And now an important rule point to mention, even though the active player currently knows this, if the room specifies that there is a lock of any kind, you have to use the key in the room to unlock the lock. You cannot just use your character skills to pick locks or explode locks. They all have to be opened with the keys in the room.
I would also like to point out that for whatever reason, whenever there's a lemonade stand, there's also a ham sandwich. I don't know why, but I like it.
Ham
sandwich and lemonade is a tasty combo.
It's probably for the same reason of Shark and Old and Dynamite are always together, which is Bill sucks at shuffling.
I'm Bill.
For all instances of always in this these stories, always equals two.
Yeah. Yeah. I see no reason that the rules would not allow me to draw the key that goes into the chest.
Yeah, no,
it specifically says
that the artist cannot do that.
Yeah. Well, then I'm wrong in my interpretation of the rules, clearly. So,
because you didn't know about that sentence.
Right. So, the key to the large door is in the chest.
Yes. So we need
the key to the chest is not currently visible.
Yes.
Okay.
No, the key on the large chest is behind the door.
That would not surprise me.
It's the easiest way to keep the room secure.
Yeah, alright, so hero team member. Take the pepper spray or the flare gun, whichever one looks like it will be more useful, to terrorize the lemonade stand owner. Yeah, because I'm certain that he has the key to that chest.
That sounds pretty unjust, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's
why I turned my card sideways.
Justice is not my medium, sir.
Justice is my medium, sir.
Oh.
No.
Whoa. Yeah.
Great. True.
Hero team member!
Well, that's bullshit, yo, because he's taking my job.
I don't know why you're having him do it.
Man. I'm fine.
I'm
you
gank a fool since before you.
Because I'm trying not to stereotype you. But if you want to have to use the flare gun, by all means do so.
That artist is really out of touch with reality when he doesn't ask the rapper to do the armed robbery.
I'm a gangsta
rapper. Yeah, you're in a gang. That's even
worse. So if he will not give you the key, use the flare gun to burn down his lemonade stand.
Vicious. That's arson, yo.
Yeah. I got my own submachine gun.
I'll paint him a new one. I will paint him a new lemonade stand if it comes to that. But we need the key from within his lemonade stand to open the chest, which will give us the key to open the other door. And off we go. It is simple, it is elegant, it is only felonious in two or three ways.
I'm gonna have to object because you're destroying my lemonade stand.
I will paint you a new one.
Earning me money now and the original vintage lemonade stand. People go crazy. They go crazy for that.
It also might have a lawsuit.
Yeah. Workers' comp is a bitch.
So, I was not aware that you owned this lemonade stand. Obviously, I don't, should have
owned I will very shortly own this lemonade stand.
Well, imagine how much cheaper you can acquire it if it's in ashes at the time.
Are you doubting my sales ability? Yeah. I will get the price that I want for this dungeon. And I will get all the lemonade stands contained within. I don't want some fake lemonade stand made with some dubious magical construction policy. I want the one that's in here, original craftsmanship built lemonade stand.
Because you know his lemonade stand won't be up to code.
Yeah.
It will be because I will paint a code that it meets.
There is no
that doesn't stand
up. There is no code book that defines magical painted lemonade stands. My lawyer would hang up the phone.
Nuts to your lawyer, I'm not doing it. The lemonade stand goes.
He really wants to die, doesn't he?
He wants to hold up this stand. You're not going to be able to deny him that fantasy.
Give me my camera.
As long as the key's there, I think it's probably a decent plan. I'm okay.
I have to object. Little Susie, who owns that lemonade stand, is a diehard fan of mine. I will not do anything that might risk injuring me. I need all the fans I can.
Alright, before we burn down the stand, we will hand her the ham sandwich and usher her off into the far corner so she will not be near the stand while it burns down.
Then how do you know where the key is?
The rest of the stand will be ash. I think that the solid metal key
will be in a puddle,
or will be in her pocket.
Yeah. And she's on the other side.
And she probably will not be very happy with you at that point, and probably less.
Well, then she should have given us the key when we asked nicely, but with the flare gun merely pointed at her.
Hi, I have a flare gun. Would you like to help me?
Please?
We don't need to have it. Discussion about nicely.
David, you need to see a psychiatrist. Immediately.
That or you need to stop hanging out with us.
It is very much more the latter. Also, I might not get him quite recalibrated from the older public.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, David did win most, or greatest villain last month, so we need to keep that in mind.
Where are we at?
Is there any other to accept?
No, I'm gonna just object.
David will die. You are rocking 6 points right now, my friend.
It's enough.
No, you are rocking 4 points right now. I counted yours.
This doesn't seem terribly just, Dave.
What are you talking about? He's just muscling a little girl for a lemonade stand, lighting it on fire, and demanding payment in the form of a key.
Just doesn't sit right.
I will let the stand if he just hands over the key.
She doesn't.
The
GM gets to decide whether he does or not.
That's still, you know,
I think that more
criminal
depends on
coercion.
Whether or not they have enough points.
Yes, it does. Yeah. So,
what part of extortion is just and heroic?
You can knock it in.
This is the sort of behavior on which our country is founded.
So, are you responding that you will not do something about the injustice?
I do not see that there is injustice.
Yeah. No injustice in that.
Yeah,
kids.
You're gonna die really hard.
I don't know
how
it would work.
Any objections?
Yo, I'm just completely offended that he asked you first to do my job. So, I don't know. Can't give you anything for that.
Well, if you object, you do have to give him a challenge to meet.
Yes.
You have to.
Or you can just vote no because of principle.
No, he says you have to give a challenge. Well, actually, I did object.
He sort of objected already.
Yeah, because he assigned him to do it.
Yeah.
Did you want to go with
a challenge met? I don't like it still.
Well, he did meet your challenge.
Then you have to give him a new challenge because he did meet your challenge that you gave him.
Alright, so we'll just count that. It'll fail anyway.
Yeah. Well,
no, I mean,
his game is surprisingly
fickle.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
he's got seven points right now.
7 points.
7 points.
Yeah.
You are so boned.
Well, now you might. We've had a lot of low ones. They've been either extremely low or extremely high.
David, a 6 or a 20.
Your plan actually succeeds. Oh,
two.
What?
I am the greatest villain of all time.
Okay. And now, no, little Susie was a diehard fan and would have done anything. You could have just asked for the fucking game.
Where's the fun in that?
Well, we made it out.
Was that room five?
That was room five.
That was room five.
All right. More room?
Oh my god, David, how did you live through that?
No kidding.
Very unlikely that I would.
No.
It is possible that I will become the active player again.
Six.
My super train plan fails, and that succeeds.
Yep.
There is no justice.
Didn't you draw a 20, or was it a 19?
You drew a 19.
Oh man. That's almost impossible.
I know what item Brian's doing. John, maybe.
Okay, we are at the caved-in room. This room appears to be some kind of mining outpost filled with tools, charts, shovels, and parts. The main shaft is just ahead, but it looks as though it has been caved in and filled with rough, heavy stone boulders for a long while. You'll need to clear the mine shaft in order to climb down and continue your adventure.
Oh, that flesh.
The items in this room are cell phone, a robot costume, hordes of zombies, a frying pan, and the courtesy phone.
Fucking courtesy phone.
You know what you need to do to get my vote.
I would like to know what color this courtesy phone is.
Blue.
That's
great.
Well,
Brian has a vivid imagination.
Little did I know there would be some sort of mining operation in this building when I went into it to acquire it. This is looking pretty up for me. First of all, this horde of zombies is going to be a little bit of an issue, so I'm going to need hordes of zombies are going to be an issue. So I'm going to need another collaborative song between the rapper and the pop star. Now I know that they will all dance along with you, sir, so if you could make it a little bit different than Thriller, just enough that we can glee this shit, then that would be perfect.
You don't want it, Thriller, and then
you can end it however you want. I give you creative control-ish.
Find a nice free Thriller arrangement we can use.
Yeah, if there's some sort of mashup or, you know, acoustic cover, these the kids love this stuff, so.
Gotta connect with the internet population.
We got this robot costume. I don't know if that's your forte. Maybe
hey,
if you want to jazz up.
Eddie.
All right, well, we'll give you that robot costume. Meanwhile, we're going to call in my additional supplies. We're going to have him bring this mine back up to code, fix it, but make it still look dilapidated. I don't want any sellers coming in here and thinking they got a working mine. So we'll use the whole broken down mine as a set piece for this video. Yeah, I think that's about what we got.
Other than the zombies, was there anything else we were supposed to get through or pass? It's
caved in. But we'll fix that, but we're going to put a facade over it so it still looks caved in. But we can install. We'll get through the facade.
Some Wile E. Coyote stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. If we got somebody else coming through here, I don't want them thinking it's worth more than it is. Because I want 100 bit gold.
I'm just picturing one of those, like, the screens that has
that
a big boulder on it.
If I make it look caved in, it will be caved in.
Oh, yes.
No, if he makes it look caved in, it'll be caved in.
While he's in the room.
I have the greatest challenge you have ever faced as an artist, sir.
I doubt that.
Well, hear me out. I want you to paint.
I'd like to point out real quick that the train is still psychedelic.
Yeah,
it is.
Because you've always been in the same room as the train. Carry on.
Well, the mine will be brilliant. I mean, we're going to need rail carts going through it anyway. So we can just use those rail carts, and then we'll just clean it up. But here's the challenge I have for you, sir. You can draw great artistic works. I want you to paint me a facade that looks like it's caved in, but it's really not caved in. I want you to use your powers to their greatest limits to make it so that it doesn't actually.
But if I paint it as caved in, it will be caved in.
You have to use your great subtleties of light and shadow
to make an illusion.
Paint an illusion of an illusion. Yeah. Two levels deep. Are you up to this challenge, sir?
This sounds like a philosophy question, not a mark question.
You are painting a shadow of a shadow.
I thought you created deep this shit.
Never imaginative artist.
Yeah, maybe I could hire a better painter to do it if it's not challenging enough for you.
I'll do it, but I won't like it.
So was that your challenge before?
No, I haven't challenged yet.
And that's all she wrote.
John, that was some of the best tycooning I've seen.
Yeah, that was exactly.
You were a real scumbag.
So she wrote.
Yeah.
Just a bag of
scum. Yeah, why not? Because time is short.
You got plenty of time. Yeah, I'm good.
Did I do anything? I'd really like to fly around or lift some shit.
Wait, you have a big robot, don't you?
I have a giant robot.
My construction...
No, sir, it is not big.
My construction crew would ease that up. Literally. So if you could help... if you could move the rocks... You know, don't hurt yourself or anything, but just... Make a show of it. They'll probably make you get it done in at least a couple fewer hours.
Okay, sounds good to me.
But the unions, John.
The unions. This union is contracts has nothing about robots.
I'm not part of this game. You really shouldn't be listening.
This room looks both dirty and dangerous. How can you protect both my body and my hands?
Would you be averse to wearing a shower suit?
Tell me more about this power suit.
Well, there was a suit thing on there, right? Wasn't that one of the things?
Yeah, the robot costume.
Yeah, the robot costume. Keep it clean.
Is it really that strong?
It's a robot.
I got the people look at it. And as for your hair,
and he pants,
we're gonna keep it. We're gonna keep the dust out of the air. We got some filter fans.
You
name it. We'll get you some Evian, some Fiji water, maybe. We'll get it in the green room.
Hey, as long as it's looking forward, sounds good to me.
We'll fly it in from the furthest place we can.
You know Brian has something against this plan.
I really want to object to this plan, but... having a really hard time finding something to object
because
to.
Because John's such a good tycoon.
I know!
He's paid you off and hasn't even spoken to you yet.
I'd say his tycooning is equally as good as
Panhandling. That's how we got to tycoon from Panhandling.
I imagine the infinite amount of change helped. Yeah, I gotta go in favor.
Wow.
Alright.
14. Am I the only one that just saw the Panhandler, hand change rocket his way to a time?
Come on, money? End of podcast is 15!
John's awesome plan sucks.
Alright.
So
it failed because it was not villainous enough.
I'm the GM. Shut your face.
Even if it wasn't just shut.
So unfortunately, as the hero in his giant robot grabbed an unusually large boulder, it was a rather standardly large boulder. It cracked apart in his hands, becoming two slightly smaller two half-size of that boulders, because that's how conservation of mass works.
Science.
And they fell on top of the tycoon, smashing him into a big pile of money that you can just get, you're an 8-bit character in a video game.
Because
he's made of money. Yep. All right. Yeah, he was lying to us the entire time. Fuckers made of money.
You found my greatest secret. So
he gets hit with the boulder, he goes barf, and just coins everywhere.
Huh? No, that's right. We are not away from this room yet.
Nope, Celestrian.
Balls.
Pick one of these two characters to be. and introduce yourself.
Well, we only have about 10 minutes before we start cleaning up.
We only have about 10 minutes.
Well, it's 9 o'clock, 10, 15 minutes before we clean up so they can go to...
So we've probably got one more shot at this.
The final round.
We may wind up losing the game, but the rule book says we shouldn't be able to lose.
Only on perpetual moon machine will that be possible. Will our team of hapless heroes make it? Probably not.
Well,
keep listening, listeners, and find out.
Our active player doesn't know that usually our last night ends at a ritual suicide cult.
Well, he does now, Bill. Jeez.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, it's almost like you didn't plan that.
Yeah.
Discard the other one.
Yeah.
Watch, that's going to be the one.
What's your name?
For the pile!
My name is Eduardo?
No, your name.
Your actual real name.
My name is Patrick. Nice to meet you.
Patrick.
I am stupid.
Now read the card.
Your character is Eduardo.
My character is Eduardo the butler.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he's going to be bottling.
You have to pick who you bottle for.
Yeah. Yes, and I would like to know who you all are.
Yeah, it's for help.
Makes sense.
Artist, pop star, railroad conductor, hero team member.
Gangster rapper.
It would make most sense for me to be his butler.
That's
the pop star.
So... But like Tycoon did just pop into a bunch of money, so...
I'm gonna crew kick your ass.
I know, for food.
I got some machine gun, yo.
The butler can make tea instantly. And knows kung fu.
Yes.
Is that what it says? Oh, yes. Read it there. I hear the
go ahead and read your card.
In concern for your master's safety, you have followed him into Infinity Dungeon and are protected from myriad horrors it contains. You can make tea instantly and you know kung fu. At the beginning of the adventure, choose a player to be your master. You must refer to that player as such, and that player can treat you as a minion when making plans.
And then your listing in the white goes out.
Listing the white is your inventory. So
I have a monocle, which I can drop for shock. I have a tea tray with which to make instant tea. A fancy tuxedo, which I do not want to get dirty. A ledger.
You're not perfect for each other.
I have my master's ledger, I guess, and a feather duster with which to keep him clean.
That'll come in handy.
Yeah.
Yes. So, first order of business, you are to keep me clean.
Yes, sir. Master.
And as for this whole getting out thing, I will figure out.
So let's see. So that. So
Hordes.
Multiple hordes.
Okay. A frying pan, which I think you should hold. Probably should hold on to, just as a matter of principle.
Yes, master.
And courtesy phone.
A blue courtesy phone.
Blue courtesy phone.
Because somebody asked. And I have to say stuff when people ask if something is visible.
So we're in the middle of this cave-in room. Well, it seems like the way most people get into and out of gaming rooms is through using a locomotive or other railroads. At least all the lines I've ever seen have something that looks like railroad tracks. For little cars.
The pop star has mining.
They work.
Used to be a blue collar worker.
That's why he's obsessively clean now.
Yes. Yes.
He's already got the black moon.
So, first order of business, I think we need to find a way to clear our path. Hero, do you think you could work with these hordes of zombies to try to open this place?
You're goddamn right I can.
Hordes of zombies are my diehard fans, so I'm going to ask them to work with him and to not kill him. Or anybody else on
it clearly says that the pop star, every inhabitant in the dungeon is a diehard fan of the pop star, and they will do whatever he says.
And really, who wouldn't be? So, I'm going to ask the Horde of Zombies to work with you to clear the rubble. The artist, of course, as I understand it, you can paint pretty much anything.
Of course.
Well, obviously, when the rubble is holding up the roof,
wait,
we need
obsessively clean, is afraid of getting injured, and has zombies as fans. Is he Jonathan Colton?
I shall never tell.
My sunglasses are too tender.
So, Artis, do you think you could provide us with some supports to keep the roof from caving in as they're clearing this rubble?
I can do this.
Okay.
Yeah. And we no longer have that tycoon to care about
right.
the roof collapse.
I was
going to
say, this is way easier now.
Yeah.
Destruction, home!
Gangster.
What's up?
Destruction, home. Could you do me a favor and just keep an eye on these zombies just in case?
Whatever.
I think you can take them out if necessary.
Get to get.
And, yeah, about like you're taking care of them, right?
Yes, Master.
I think we got a plan.
Of course I got it.
Better on you than me.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the unspoken rules of the butler. You have to vote with your
mask.
Alright, yeah, I'm lifting shit again, so that's cool with me.
The butler says, of course.
How about you guys, forever?
Can I shoot the zombies while we're doing it? I gotta be able to shoot them all. Well, at least as many as I want.
Which is all of them.
Well, you've got several hordes. I mean, you could probably take out a horde without, jeopardizing our plan too much. Do you think the other hordes would be enough for you to clear that one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could do it by myself, but I'll take the hordes.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that,
yeah. I get to paint architectural numbers. This is my perfect afternoon, right?
Any color you like.
Yes. Chartreuse. Yeah, we chartreuse.
I love chartreuse.
Because I sneak to peek at the card that's coming up. And we're not going to beat it.
Well, that's what you get for foreknowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shuffle.
Screw that.
Shuffle.
At least
you should know what there are anyway.
Excellent. Yeah. We cheated.
Yeah. Once you looked at it, then you broke the deck.
Yep.
You've changed the future, bro. All
right. I'm okay with that. It was a 16.
We
would have just barely lost. Okay. Everybody except one of us needs to challenge and accept. Yeah. No. This is a pretty
solid remix.
Yeah.
4, 6, 8, 10.
For what, how many points do we have?
15.
15, yes.
We just
got it.
Did you win?
We won.
Oh my god, it's 9-8. It's time to end on a victory.
So can we... I know the rules say that whoever had the most fun wins the most. But can we declare John the winner?
Yes.
John.
Because John, you were fucking tremendous.
You are the best tycoon in the game. So, it's time to clean up and get to the next event.
Yes. Eric, Brian, and I, while we're packing this up, let's review this real quick. From 0 to 100, what do you give this game?
I actually give Infinity Dungeon a 81. I like the fact that it invokes a lot of humor and creativity from the audience and does not stymie having fun with a lot of arbitrary rules, and really, the only true winner of the game is everybody, because no one can actually win the damn game. So,
yeah.
You don't feel like you want to hate your friends because they screw you over in the 11th hour with some shitty thing like you do on Munchkin or something.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and give this game a 90. I bought the entire goddamn box mostly because I wanted this one game and the other one sounded neat, but this is what I really wanted. And I am still happy with that decision. I will play this at any given opportunity, with as long as I have a few people to play with.
Guys, and for those guests...
I'll probably give it like an 87. It is a fun game. Good to do, in a group. And with the system we were using, you know, you got friends playing around with it. The one thing I will say, Curtin miscounted. We got a 13 at the end. We did not beat that last room.
Oh, shit. You're all losers.
You counted the active player's card.
Yeah, I did.
So you thought you escaped, but really that was just the fleeting moments of your death.
Yeah.
So for a guest, all board games are fun. This podcast usually does.
Online games.
Online games.
Yes.
If you like playing MMOs and don't mind if they're crappy, but
if you don't have to enjoy a really bad game just because it's really bad and you can take it apart with fun people, you should play with
them. Well, you know, me and some other not so fun people.
You can go to andbetter.org.
/news.
I will write that down
for all the information and listen to this podcast.
Yes.
And so, people at home. Dang.
We really need to get going.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Tonight we will rain hell upon the sons of bosses with righteousness.